Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1526, air date November 13th, 2024.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you so much. So, yeah, dude, what in the hell is going on out there, dude? Everything's crazy right now. But, you know, I just I wanted to commend you and just, you know, such a powerful campaign. You know, you've shed so much light on so many hard truths that a lot of people are unwilling to admit because it's so people are just so caught up in a paradigm, right, left, you know. And you just tell it how it is. And I've always respected you for that. And so, yeah, man. So how has your week been kind of decompressing after all of this?
Well, we're actually going to escalate our movement, you know, exponentially, because what you really see that's happened is if you saw in the last 72 hours, what's happened is a cabal of con men are going to take over the White House. And the language and the messaging that they're using is completely plagiarized from our campaign. And I'm talking about booby fucking Kennedy and Trump. Now, you guys know, I've met with Trump a couple of times. He has high regard for me because I gave him a lot of content and I helped him make $500 million. And this is not hyperbole. During the election integrity phase, he stole all my content, used it to raise money. And he raised $500 million from hardworking Americans for election integrity. And where did that money go? Only $9 million was spent on legal fees. Where did the other $491 million go? I'll be doing a video shortly about this woman, Susie Wiles. I've interacted with her, who's his new chief of staff. She's as deep state as you can get.
Yep. And so, dude, I gotta say, I completely agree with you. It seems like so many of the people I've been talking about this on my show a lot recently, where it's like, you know, the people that he surrounds himself with, whether it's Susie Wiles, Chris LaCivita, JD Vance, like all these folks that are in his inner circle, at one point or another, all were opposed to him, right? They all were either never Trumpers. They literally called, like JD Vance literally called him Hitler. And then you have, you know, supposedly, you know, people that are aligned with the America First movement with, you know, things that could, you know, what you would think a Trump constituency would be representative of, like, you know, maybe some of the Project 2025 stuff. And I'm curious what your take is on all that, but I'm just saying, like, maybe more hardline conservative people get disavowed. People that would be like an America First, what Trump portrays himself to be, they get disavowed, whereas the people that opposed him at any point get to be in his inner circle. So that doesn't make any sense. How do you reconcile that whole notion that the people that were against him get in and the people that should be for him get disavowed? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, first of all, look, let's just take a big step back. Let me just sort of give you the framework here, because and everyone should go to truthfreedomhealth.com and actually get trained. Without the knowledge of system science and without understanding history, you all are essentially going to be fucked, because you're going to not know what the hell's going on and you're going to jump from one bed to another bed. Once you go to Truth Freedom Health, there's a video on the left. Everyone should watch shatterthesswarm.com. Now, that video has probably got hundreds of millions of views. Shatter the swarm, right? These are two very powerful words that I came with, shattering. It's not talking about violence, it's calling that shattering the swarm. And it reveals to people that the swarm is not a set of people localized in one place, and it provides you the analysis of how the few control the many. Now, in the last 72 hours, Trump has literally hijacked that word shatter. He's never used that word. He should shatter the deep state, shatter the censorship regime. And you know, I have a lot of people who just steal our shit. Booby fucking Kennedy would send people to our Zoom town halls, which are open, and you can see his videos that he did during his campaign, literally word for word for word, taken from my town halls. So I'm giving you all of this background, and you can even see back in 2020, we were the first ones to call out Fauci in March of 2020. Precise, prescient analysis of the future. Because when you take a systems approach that we teach at Truth Freedom Health, people really get the understanding way beyond left and right. They get a scientific understanding of the dynamics of all change, all systems. And to all of you listening out there, I really suggest all of you take a step back and you take time to learn this. Otherwise, you're just going to be a grifter all day. You won't really understand what the fuck's going on. Maybe some of you are making money being grifters and getting subscribers and views and clicks. And that's 90% of what's going on out there. Very few people actually want to understand what's going on, the exploitation, and to do something about it. To me, that's real Americans. Most people are exploiting other Americans, and that's what Trump is all about. He has learned Madison Avenue messaging, because with companies like Palantir, they know the directionality of where people are moving, what really bugs them. And then they capture that message and they give it to Trump, and he just repeats it, parrots it, to keep those people in a very intentional way from coming to our movement. Our movement's the only opposition force left on this planet right now. The Democrats are no opposition. Jill fucking Stein is no opposition. The Libertarians are no opposition. Our movement is the only opposition, which has been openly out there. You know, for me, it's been a long journey since 1980s, but from an organized movement since 2020. It was our movement, we called up Fauci, why Booby Kennedy was silent. Our movement came out against lockdowns in March of 2020. It's all there. Booby fucking Kennedy promoted lockdowns. Trump promoted lockdowns. And all these grifters who act like they're men, Dan Bilzerian, Jake Shields, all these guys, I know how to pick up girls. They're not fucking men. They're all fucking pussies. They just say enough anti-Zionist shit to keep people thinking they're anti-Zionist, but then they give hope with Trump. You see, these are fucking pussies because they're not calling out the reality. The reality is the following. Since 1970 till today, the American white working class and the black working class wages have gone down. And this was a wonderful report done by the Rand Corporation. Between 1900 to 1970, wages of all income quartiles went up. GDP grew. America was a place people came because GDP grew. Everyone's wages went up. And during that period of 1900, 1970, there was powerful working class movements led by everyday working people bottoms up. And all of you guys need to study this. And this is what flexed the American working class, flexed their muscles. 250 million people participated, 250 million people on 11,000 strikes. If the man fucked them, they would go on strike. And that kept wages up, and people knew not to fuck with the American working class. But starting in 1950 to 70, the left and the right got together, and the goal was to emasculate the working class and emaciate them. And by 1970, all the unions were taken over top down. The Republicans in Wall Street basically exploited workers. So between 1970 to today, if you add up every year how the wages went down of the first and second income quartile, and you add it all up for the last 54 years, it comes down to close to $50 trillion. And this is right in your face. So what's happened is the Democratic Party, which was supposed to be the party of workers, sold out the workers. They became the representative of the liberal bourgeois. And the Republicans were always the representatives of the right-wing bourgeois, Wall Street. But now they're together. What you saw in this election was the Democrats said nothing. They're a vacuous party. They're basically the elites, and so are the Republicans. The difference is Trump and the swarm, which is watching all this, realize that the working people in this country were really, really upset, and there was going to be bottoms-up movements. And so they anointed Trump in 2016. Look, I did all the election integrity work that Trump used. I know the election data. Hillary Clinton actually won in 2016, but they anointed Trump. You see, if elections are selections, you MAGAtards need to apply it all the way through. You can't just say, oh, Trump was too big to rig. No, you fucking idiots. He was anointed in 2016 because they needed a white dude to fuck you over.
Yeah, they're like, we need to genocide about 30 million people in 2020 with an injection. So
right. So Trump's role, his role was singular, to take the white working class who was getting pissed off and wanted to break from both wings and bring them back in. So all of the things he said, lock her up, did not fucking do. Drain the swamp, did not do. Okay. Now he will say, and Fauci, I mean, he read our letters. He read our petitions. Marla Maples delivered to him. I had interactions with him. He did fucking nothing. He's a fucking pussy. He did nothing. He's a people pleaser. He may act like he's somebody, but he did nothing. In fact, what he did do was make sure pharma companies increase their wealth. They were tanking. Their revenues were tanking. Just, you can go look at my videos in 2019, 2020. I'm talking about this. He made sure Israel's embassy was moved. He made sure Iran's nuclear stuff was cut off. I mean, and that was done for Israel. A deal was made between Netanyahu to Roger Stone to Trump. It was the Israelis that put Trump into power. The Russia hoax was a hoax within a hoax. James, you know, Borfman has documented this beautifully. So Trump was anointed and he executed flawlessly for the swarm. Now they realized they needed to conduct a war, you see, in Ukraine. This was all pre-planned, okay? Trump did more anti-Russia sanctions during his administration than Biden did. And that's from Sergey Lavrov. So when you look at this whole thing, they realized if they had Trump go conduct a war in Ukraine, there would have been mass protests. Biden does it. It was okay. Just like if they had Hillary do the pandemic, there would have been mass protests. So they're watching us. They're watching which way will we rise up. And the goal is to keep the simmer down. So they figure out these characters to do that. Now what they realized is shit. This guy, Dr. Shiva, and his movement has put out very powerful solutions. And so Trump literally steals our stuff. Booby fucking Kennedy, Vivek this fucking snake, Elon fucking Musk, free speech not equals free reach, motherfucker, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the one who fought the most important lawsuit to fight, expose that.
Yeah, so you were talking about the Twitter files. Like, let's talk about the Twitter files just for a sec, because you were exposing that long before any of that came out.
Before they not only did I expose it, I won the lawsuit. I exposed all of it. You can go to winbackfreedom.com. Fucker Carlson intentionally, him and Glenn Greenwald, another dirtbag. They're all fucking deep state. They have to own the story. You see, the media. You have the obvious media. The not so obvious media acts like their alternative. They take stories, they suppress them. And then they release them when it's convenient to act like they're exposing shit. And the reason they're doing this, they do not want independent people like me getting the credit, because then people realize, wait a minute, this guy's a bottoms up guy. So the
but also with their release of the Twitter files, there was no they didn't release like the primary documents, primary sources. It was all like screenshots. It was a limited hangout. It was like, you know, just enough
It was a total limited hangout. Yeah. So what we have right now, the entire Trump administration is a limited hangout. The whole thing is one big psyop. Yeah. And if you actually look at all of this thing, you know, their Make America Hopeless campaign, MAHA, or Helpless campaign, has nothing to do with health. The real health issues are systemic issues about the entire system. The reason people are dying early is directly related to income inequality. Go look at fucking incomes. You can draw the Gini score on this axis and life expectancy. It's a perfect correlation. Oh my God, fluoride. They're just giving people little shit to distract them like fucking monkeys.
That's interesting. I'm curious about that because yes, you know, I would love to eradicate all this stuff and all that, you know, of course, but like, explain how the income inequality is more of a correlation.
Well, this is the biggest thing that's been going on since 1950.
Yeah.
It's to disengage the American working class from their own subjugation by the exploitation of a few. And they attack it by saying, oh, those people are socialists. Those people are communists. They do the Red Scare to make sure the American working class doesn't organize. There is no vanguard party for the American working people anymore. Trump surely ain't it. They're a bunch of trillionaires and billionaires. You have these fucking cocksucking Silicon Valley people wearing MAGA hats now. Okay.
Yep.
So what they see right now is a way to consolidate power as never before, because there's no opposition except Truth, Freedom, Health. It's really Dr. Shiva versus Trump, Truth, Freedom, Health versus a swarm. Everyone is pussyfooting around. No one is going after Trump except me. No one. They're like, oh, well, let's see what he does. He's going to fuck you. Okay. He fucked you once. He's going to fuck you again. And I know this from direct experience. You know, I've had many opportunities to be with these people, but I can't do it, because you realize what they're really about. And you're looking at someone who's had the opportunity throughout my lifetime, because of the levels I've operated, always to be brought into very high level systems of power. But I hate these fucking guys because they do not care about the working people, which is where I come from. And so all of you guys out there, if you're really men and you want to fucking grift off Trump, I say fuck you to you, because the reality is the American working class has been fucked. And the concentration of wealth among the few who don't deserve it, and among the masses, if you just look at the numbers, $47 trillion has gone down. So why does that affect health? Well, come on. As a systems scientist, as a systems biologist out of MIT, who studied the immune system is core to your entire health. Cancer is affected by the immune system. Aging is coming from the immune system. Well, what's the number one thing that fucks up your immune system? The HPA axis, cortisol, adrenaline, stress. How do you get stress? Is it from fluoride? You fucking moron. No. You can live in Malibu and you can fucking drink all the nice pure water you want and pay fucking $20 for Voss water bottle. The average person, that's not it. History shows it is community. A feeling of oneness is when people feel healthy. There are people who fucking smoke all day, fucking obese, but they have beautiful community. They don't have stress. They live to 108 years old. So let's get real here. The reality is the immense stress. Stress affects your liver. Your body goes into, you know, the production of all sorts of IL-6, IL-17, all these cytokines, and you start putting on weight. All right? Stress. And that stress is coming from policies that the swarm has created, destroying your immune system. Organic food is fucking costly as hell. Go look at the cost of food. Now look at the cost of organic food, double. You add up all the stressors in the average hardworking American's lives. Look, only 23% of the people voted for Trump. There's 75% of the people who didn't vote for him. 50% of people don't fucking vote anymore. These are people who are electricians, plumbers, nurses who come home from work. They don't have fucking time to even do this shit. That's who our movement reached. You look at our numbers, even in Massachusetts, we got more votes than Jill fucking Stein and the fucking Libertarian Party, and we spent zero. The total number of votes we got was 250,000, and we spent maybe 25 cents per vote when you add it all up. Trump spent $60. Kamala Harris spent $70. Do you understand this is a total fucking exploitation game that's going place? Vivek fucking Snake, that piece of shit, is saying, well, I'm a revolutionary. You're not a fucking revolutionary. That motherfucker created fake companies, created Axovant, which was a bogus stock, when he knew the product was never going to work. Had his mama literally write a bogus scientific paper, crashed the stock, took billions off the table. And these are the people that you are bowing down to again? Was it not enough that I exposed these people in 2020? How many times do you need to be fucked? Who did the exposition? Me, our movement. And yet you bow down again. Why? Because he's a blonde-haired white guy? Is that what it is? And you see a bunch of wealthy people wearing MAGA hats? You look at our movement, our leadership, all working-class people, electricians, plumbers, nurses, entrepreneurs, all bottoms up. Our movement is built bottoms up by the people. Their movement is built top-down, anointed by the swarm, by Zionists. Not one of them has said anything against the genocide that continues in Gaza. In fact,
that's it right there. I think I want to get into this with you. I don't know if you saw the thumbnail of the episode, but I feel like this is the crux of so many aspects of this narrative, and we'll get into that. But yeah, go ahead though. Well, but yeah, they don't talk about Gaza. They're not allowed to talk about Gaza.
Booby fucking Kennedy. I better not catch him in somewhere, you know, because it's a piece of shit. These people are, you would never even allow these people into your home if his name was Kennedy. You look at the history of these fucking people. What have they accomplished? How have they treated other human beings? He said the Palestinian people, quote unquote, are the most pampered people on the planet. Period. He has said, quote unquote, personal integrity does not equal public integrity. You fucking Christians, listen carefully. Is this the kind of fucking guy that you want in the White House? Where are your real morals? Are you truly Christians? I don't think so. Because none of your values match these people's actual actions that they've done. They're talking a big game, stealing my content, stealing our slogans. Trump is suddenly saying shatter the deep state. He should fucking shatter himself. He's the one who passed CISA on November 16, 2020, which created the backdoor portal into Twitter. And Elon Musk tells you to your face, free speech does not equal free reach, which is exactly what the ADL says. The founders of the United States had wanted free speech to equal free reach. That's why they created infrastructure like the Postal Service. Where we are right now is there are certain infrastructure that is by the people for the people. And what's happened over the last 50 years is step by step, the elites have siphoned off public infrastructure to private companies. These private companies then have First Amendment rights. So the government has outsourced censorship and surveillance and exploitation to private companies. And you can't do shit about it. When the government did it, you had the Bill of Rights to go after the government. Elon Musk just got a $2 billion grant to put a mesh network of satellites for the Pentagon. Does anyone know about this? All of Elon Musk's revenue comes from the government, meaning that's where he was subsidized from originally. Everything he does, where Elon Musk begins and government ends, nobody knows. This guy actively shadow bans me, actively. I'm probably the most shadow banned guy out there. How do you have 300,000 fucking followers? You do content every day and your followers go down or stay at the same on all platforms. And if you go look at the Harvard report, the Stanford report, I was considered the six most top super spreaders on the internet. It's in there. So they amplify the others and they shut me down. And they still do that. So we have a fake form of free speech now. It's truly Orwellian. And that's where we're at. So the opportunity in 2025 and the next 4 years is you have to ask yourself, all these people out there exposing. You go look at their Twitter feeds. You go find out who supported our campaign. All these people claim to be anti-Zionist, as some guy, Sheikh Suleiman, talks a big fucking game, promoting Jill Stein, who literally led people to Trump. You say?
Yeah.
So you have an active, massive psychological warfare taking place. And it's not against the Democrats. It's against the American working people to make sure they give up their rights, get tranquilized. MAGA is supposed to be tranquilized. And the Democrats, their working people, are supposed to be demoralized. And that's what's happened. That's why there's this absolute silence. Have you noticed this earring silence?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like fucking silence. Something crazy is like on.
Yeah, so we're the only ones. I'm going after, I'm the only ones who's continuing. The only opposition force on this planet now is myself, our movement, and we represent the working people. You can just look at it. All the people in our movement are working people. They're the ones who collected signatures. They were on the ground. We didn't receive millions of bucks. And yet, the MAGAtards who I helped Trump get into office, who I helped make millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, they have no loyalty. They want to be fucked again and fucked again and fucked again.
Yeah, man.
The good news is this. We have a lot of people now. Everyone should go to our, we do an orientation. You should put this out there, bashiva.com/orientation every Thursdays. We have, 300-400 people there. People are coming to us because they're saying, fuck, Dr. Shiva was right. Maybe I should learn how the fucking shit works instead of being a dumb fuck. So if you want to do that, go to truth. Go start with Shatter the Swarm. Watch that fucking video. It will save your fucking life.
Cool.
ShatterTheSwarm.com.
I'll add all these to the episode.
You're contributing to yourself. You don't have to do any of this. We have a free course called Get Off the Plantation. Watch. It's an aggregation of very powerful videos. 2 hours you spend, you'll save yourself 20 years. All free. The bottom line is we're at a point in human history where the elites have figured out how to consolidate power by using social media to watch how you're thinking, stealing messages, giving it back to you, and merely exposing stuff. Exposing. Anyone who's exposing shit on the internet as a grifter and they don't support our movement for truth, freedom, health and want people to build a bottoms-up movement, that's all they are, a fucking grifter.
No.
They want to enslave you because the more you watch these videos of exposing, you know what happens in your brain? You create learned helplessness. You say, well, oh my God. We're offering people something to do. Learn how this works. Get on the ground. Deplug from social media. It is very, very wasteful time. You're getting trolled. You're talking to morons. They don't want to build movements.
Half of them are bots that you're interacting with, dude. I have time for that. Yeah, 100%. Like literally AI.
Elon Musk is a fucking bot.
Yeah.
He's a fucking bot.
NBC.
Elon Trump is what we should call him. But Elon Trump represents the complete fusion of government and billionaires. And so keep the eye on the prize. They do not want you to follow Truth, Freedom, Health. They will steal my messages, my slogans, thinking they're going to do something for you. The only way things have ever changed on the planet for everyday working people has been bottoms up movement. Whitney Webb, another fucking prick. She takes our stuff. Never has supported. It's like we had a guy from Britain on our call. He goes, Dr. Shiva, what I find amazing is they go out of their way not to mention your name, to make you invisible. Suddenly she's using our words. We need to build a bottoms-up movement. No saviors coming. Really? She's like a fucking Noam Chomsky, just writes a bunch of shit, exposes, but gives no solution. So all these people expose, watch out for them. Watch out. Telling the truth is no longer sufficient. Truth without action is basically an academic who's moving you to learned helplessness. Action without theory is terrorism. But when you have the right action with the right theory, which is what you offer, now you can create a movement. And that's what they don't want people to do. They know the American working class still has the Bill of Rights, some important power. So they have to emasculate them. They have to castrate them by giving them people like fucking Trump and booby fucking Kennedy and stealing our content, plagiarizing it word for word for word. So once you understand this dynamic, you will say, what the fuck do I need to do? Well, this means you need to study. You need to get off your ass. And that's why when you saw that little plastic bag with that card, that's a fucking landscaper doing that.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I want to play that video for you guys. For those,
the guys that did that is a landscaper, works full time, has two kids, and he goes and does that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people in our movement and everyday people. So all of you out there, if you appreciate the work that we've done, and we've always told you the truth at the right time to help build a movement, get off your butt, go to Truth Freedom Health, support what we're doing, support your fucking self. No one is coming to save us. We have to save. You have to save yourself. That's the slogan you got on the card.
That's my message, baby. I say that all the time. Like, no one's coming to save you guys. Like, you know, you can get caught up in all this stuff. At the end of the day, like, it's up to us to be in charge of our health and our freedom. Yeah.
We've created an infrastructure, right? We teach you system science. Yeah. System science is what the elites learn. You can use that knowledge to take care of your health, your society. You can understand everything beyond left and right. But if you don't have system science knowledge, it's so easy to get distracted. You're going to get into these different realms of weird shit. But once you understand system science, which is the foundational engineering theory, you can see everything. You get very calm and you know that you have to build a movement. It's the only way out. And we've created the recipe to do that. Number one, start with Shatter the Swarm. Go to Get Off the Plantation. Become a warrior. Connect with people locally. Go bottoms up. It's the only way. The good news, we put that entire infrastructure together. That's what we've done. So when you look at this election, it is the final, not only the uniparty, it's the devastation of the working class representation. The Democrats are completely fucked. There's no one representing working people anymore. Trump ain't representing you. Everything he's done is to represent Zionism. It's to represent Israel. It is advanced Wall Street. It has nothing to do with you.
Yep.
Nothing to do with you.
Yep. And the scenario I see is like he's being led down a path that I'm not even sure if he's aware of, basically, you know, in service of Israel, you know, like because it's just so emblematic of what we're seeing, like just in the last 6 months or since October 7th.
Why do you think he doesn't know what he's doing?
Okay. So here's what I'm saying. And this is, I'm just going to say that in terms of the scenario that I'm laying out right here. So all of these billionaire, you know, Zionists, like all of a sudden switch sides, lifelong Democrats, all of a sudden are supporting and funding Trump, right? So
That's not true. In 2016, it was a Zionist who put him into power.
Yeah, well, the Adelsons, of course. But I'm talking
I'm talking about it was actually, so there's, you know, when Roger Stone in 2016, there was a warrant issued for his arrest. If you go read that warrant, which was hidden and redacted even by Mueller, it shows in gross detail how the Trump campaign was in touch, was negotiating with Netanyahu to commit the election fraud or the electioneering that they needed to put Trump into power. And a direct agreement was made between Netanyahu in 2016 and Trump. Everyone needs to know this. If you don't know this, Israel is the center of all election fraud globally. They want you go to Israel if you want to get elected. It's quite well written about all the African countries, Asia, South America, the United States. Mossad is the center of executing election fraud. So the deal was made for Trump to come into power. They did this Russia hoax thing to make him look like a victim. But the backroom deal was the deal was done with Netanyahu. If you remember, Hillary even complained for a short time, oh my God, my election was stolen. And then she went quiet. All right. So the bottom line was, I mean, that right now, election fraud has suddenly magically disappeared when Trump wins, right? It's magically disappeared. It only existed when he was there because it was a way to make money, you see, to talk about it. And there is legitimate election fraud, which Trump never solved. Mike Lindell fucking made pillows off of it, sold pillows. So the bottom line is there are real issues. The psyop here is the MAGA swarm uses these real issues to talk about them. We'll implement some facial solutions, but never attack the real thing to calm, tranquilize people. Because they know the work that I did in 2020 exposed these big things, a backdoor portal into Twitter, the election fraud, right? The issue of boosting the immune system beyond vax and anti-vax. So all these big truths came out. So then they brought in the not so obvious establishment to push our movement aside or to suppress it and elevate these people so they could own these areas. And that's what's really taken place. Quite an extraordinary dynamic. The problem is we're getting out on the ground. It doesn't matter if they try to censor us. We still get on the ground. And that's why it's dangerous for them, because we know that you have to build a bottoms-up movement. You have to build a bottoms-up movement.
Yeah. And just to clarify what I was saying earlier was like, you know, I understand that Trump is, you know, he's fully invested and fully entrenched with, you know, the pro-Israel Zionist movement. But what I'm saying is the scenario I'm seeing is like he's being led down a path to being set up the patsy, where it's like, you know, J.D. Vance coming out saying like, if anything happens to Trump, we're going to war with Iran, which is exactly what Israel wants. You know, and they need us to carry out that to create the greater Israel. And so they're going to put Trump in. They're going to put Trump in and put Vance in, and they're going to do something to Trump. And then Vance is going to take over and they're going to get their war with Iran. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, let me tell you why I think that thinking is wrong, or to even assert that. And because what keeps occurring is there's been sort of variations on this theme. So in 2016, 2020, oh, Trump is doing three-dimensional, 12-dimensional chess. He's QAnon idiots, right? Again, the goal was to take away Trump's responsibility as though he's just some dumb fuck, okay? And those kind, and I see variations of this. Oh, Trump is going to do something. You know, Trump, he knows what the fuck he's doing. Okay. Hang around him with a little bit. Okay. He is an actor. He knows what his role is. And that's what he's paid to do. He's an actor. He's a fucking actor. And you have to understand this. Do not absolve him of anything. He's being paid handsomely. You see, the elites are looking at trillion-dollar opportunities. So they pay this fool $100 million, a couple billion. You see? And they know he thinks he's somebody, but he's an actor. So he is he's a very willing actor, okay? A very willing mercenary. That's what his role is. And the reason I'm sort of stepping in on this is because it's a mental thing. Once we do that, we almost, part of us internally has sympathy for this guy, okay? And that is what I'm saying. You can't have sympathy for him. He's making, I mean, look at his investments that he did. He went bankrupt four times. He was taking 14-15% loans. And then it was the Rothschild Bank which come and rescued him. And they struck a deal with him. Wilbur Ross was his last Secretary of Commerce. He said that we saw in Trump a con man who we could use. So they put him on the trajectory starting in the late 1990s till today to be president. They have actors. Joe Biden was one of them. Hillary Clinton's one of them. They have like a farm league, a minor league, if you play baseball, or major leagues. And they farm these people. Vivek the Snake, Tulsi Gabbard, J.D. Vance. These people are farmed. And many of them come out of Yale, by the way. It's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
The Yale-Harvard thing, they have dossiers. They mine these people. They groom them. And they watch them. And then they put them in these positions. And they create narratives. Susie Wiles comes out of the biggest fucking PR agency in the world. She used to be at Ballard, the most deep state PR agency. She was a lobbyist for, you know, big tobacco. And she's going to make America hopeless or healthy again, whatever the bullshit is. Make America, you know. So it's right in front of you. But these people actually, in their minds, they think you're fucking dumb. You're basement dwellers. You're stupid that they can take. Look, we got $400 from a fucking guy who's barely making $20,000 income. These people are dumb. That's what this is all about. Trump openly back rooms. You go to Hollywood in that environment. They call you star fuckers when you try to come get their signatures. Okay? Their autographs. They have great disdain for you. And our movement is trying to say, start having respect for yourself.
Yep.
If you want to get there, we'll give you the tools. But if you want to fucking follow them, we're not here to convince you. But these people are evil. Absolutely evil. They know manipulation, the art of saying what you want to hear. And they will do potential things you want to do, but it's all consolidation of power.
Yep.
To create a society where you reduce the number of human beings, they don't need you. That's the way they see it. They see human beings as carbon matter. That's a commodity that can be used and disposed of. They don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, cattle. We're just cattle and like not even human. So let me ask you this. So, Chuck Schieber, when you get into the Oval Office, what would be some of the things that you do to pry us away from the occupation, the control that Israel has over us?
Well, look, if you watch what Trump's done in the last 48 hours, he's literally gone through my platform that I put out there and started quoting it. Okay. But the number one thing, the first thing I put on my platform is you cut all funding to fucking Israel. It's an outlaw goddamn state. Number one, none of these guys are talking about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
So number one. So first thing it'd be, you say, no fucking, we're not sending any more. Pull all troops out of there. Everyone. They claim they're so smart. Fucking fight it out. You figure it out. If you believe in survival of the fittest, fine. Fight it out. So number one, all funding to Israel would be removed overnight, over fucking night. Number two, in the healthcare space, you want to get America healthy and you want to lower the cost of healthcare, you have to make illegal GPOs and PBMs, two dark money organizations that lie in the background that control the flow of everything that goes into a hospital, everything goes into a pharmacy. They're even worse than Big Pharma.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the GPOs, PBMs. Just for those that may not have known
them. Yeah. So, by the way, none of them will talk about it because this is the real solution. They'll talk about all this other shit, Big Pharma, blah, 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 right? Meanwhile, they're in bed with Big Pharma. In 1970s, organizations called GPOs and PBMs came. In 2000, they were allowed legally to do legalized corruption. What am I talking about? 1970, Big Pharma, insurance companies, and hospitals all came together. And they centralized themselves. And the goal was to maximize power, profit, control. So as a part of this, if you look at how an insurance company works, why do you buy insurance? Why? You buy insurance saying, oh my God, in case I got into that horrible accident, I'm going to have to pay $100,000, $1 million for surgery, right? I got to pay these people $800 a month or $1,000 a month, whatever it is, premium.
Yeah.
So the insurance companies have a fear some shit could happen to you. It's going to be very expensive. So you buy their insurance. Well, how do they get that messaging out there that's going to be expensive? Well, they have artificially inflated the cost of healthcare. So a $1,000 surgery, they're doing it $100,000. Literally a 12 cents piece of medicine, they sell it $30 for a tablet. How do they do this? Two organizations that were legalized to manipulate all this and give kickbacks. Group purchasing organizations. There used to be lots of them. Now there's three of them. GPOs are the middlemen that control every supply of everything that goes into a hospital. Insulin, saline, bed sheets, everything you can think of. And these GPOs are allowed to give kickbacks to the hospital administrators who agree to crank because they artificially inflate the price of this and they give a kickback to the hospital administrators. You say, on anything. So the hospital administrators are incentivized to keep costs high. This is why if you go get a hospital bill and you say, show me the cost, you can never find it. And this is why many hospitals are now having supply chain problems. They don't have enough saline or even insulin because three GPOs are controlling the supply. That's number one. They should be fucking made illegal.
Yeah.
Thrown out.
And you saw the same thing with like the COVID situation with where hospitals were getting kickbacks through the government for all of the COVID measures. They're used to having that as their source of income. They're conditioned to that and the infrastructure is already in place. That's why they were able to murder so many people in the hospitals using the protocol.
And that was because of GPOs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there are three GPOs remaining. And guess what? Each of the GPOs merged with the three top insurance companies so they can hide the costs. On the PBM side is pharmacy broker managers who control the flow of medicine. I mean, there's some good medicines out there, you know, into pharmacies. So let's say you actually create an amazing medicine and you want to get it to the pharmacy. Let's say Cytosolve discovers something. There's no way we can get that medicine to you unless we go through these middlemen. And they say, well, you got to pay us this. So they take a little piece of this and they crank it up to get it into CVS or Walgreens or one of these stores. And there's three of them who've also merged with the three insurance companies. And these were all legalized by Democrats and Republicans who also get kickbacks. So you want to bring down the cost of healthcare overnight? Fucking get rid of these people overnight. Make direct, you know, ability to have, you can pay your doctors directly, eliminate insurance except crisis care. You can bring that insurance about 150 to 200 bucks.
And yet so much of this could be addressed through the lobbying too, because the pharmaceutical lobby is just like, they run the whole gamut in DC. And then of course you have like foreign
interests. But I'm saying lobbyists. If someone even bigger than the pharma companies, it's the GPOs and PBMs, okay?
Yeah.
But even if you are a biotech company, let's say you create a natural product, which works, which is better than Advil. To get that to every human being out there, you have to pay off these middlemen who own nothing. They're just sort of they just own contracts for distribution. They'll choke you. So this is why so many amazing medicines don't come out. This is why the cost of healthcare is high. They do not want to address that because the Zionist AMA lobby will not let them do that. So, I mean, I can keep going on education. And so what I would do as president, the first thing I would do is cut funding to Israel, make GPOs and PBMs completely illegal, probably prosecute them, okay? Because they're just cranking up fucking costs. Yep. When it comes to education, make the colleges co-sign the student loans. Colleges are taking parents' money. They take their tuition money, invest it on Wall Street. Colleges are basically investment firms. They're not educational institutions. So I say make the colleges co-sign the loan, because now if one of their kids is getting a degree in transgenderism of aardvarks or some shit and they're graduating, they can't get a job, they're going to have to pay for that kid when he can't pay off his loan. But maybe they'll say, you can do that as a hobby, but why don't you get a degree in electrical engineering? Why don't you learn software programming? Why don't you learn a skill, nursing, cytology? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the colleges are going to advise people better, right? But that's what fundamentally needs to take place. But the other piece here is that when you step back and look at the big, big issue here is that we have allowed massive concentration of wealth, massive. My view is zero personal income tax.
Yeah.
But you tax the shit out of corporations, even 50 to 70%. Let me tell you why. That may sound high, but it needs to be done because during the heyday of America's growth, corporate taxes were very high. Because what that did was a corporation, if they made a lot of revenue, and you shut off all the loopholes where they can move their companies externally. All right. What that will do is a company, once it makes a big profit, either they can try to keep it in Ireland or somewhere else and hide it. Once you cut that off, they're going to have to take that money and say, well, I'm going to pay a big fucking tax bill. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I increase my infrastructure, get new equipment? Because that's going to lower their tax, right? Because you're going to increase expenses. Maybe I should pay my employees more who helped me make this profit. You say? So I believe in a high corporate tax, but virtually no income tax. Because when money is in the hands of people, they're going to move the economy. They're going to use it. But corporations sit on their money because they have to increase earnings per share. You see? Mm-hmm. And their goal is to essentially use that money. They just sit on it all day. But if they are forced to distribute that money for good reasons, it's going to help the community, the country, the people that work for them. So these are some fundamental things. The other thing is, you know, I was the one, go back in 2020, who said we should have voter ID, election day, et cetera. They're giving that to Vivek the Snake. He's saying, Vivek the Snake now proposes. They literally found this fucking brown piece of shit who's a Brahmin.
Yeah.
Who's a fucking bullshitter to replace this brown face. It was fucking
science. Bullshit, man. They're like, we got to replace Shiva with somebody. Like, they brought in Vivek, dude, it's bullshit.
Yeah. So I think the opportunity we have is quite powerful.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a huge body of people who are demoralized. And they deserve a real alternative. The Democratic Party has proven they're not that alternative, nor the Green Party, nor the Libertarian. I mean, we beat the Libertarian Party in every place we went. We didn't even spend anything near them. So I think there's a huge opportunity for those people, working people, who really want to flip the switch and learn how to fight. And if you want to do that, go to Truth Freedom Health. Come to our orientation, vashiva.com/orientation. So that's what we're doing. And you'll probably see me less and less on social media and more inviting people to do one-on-ones, with us or physical meetings because they just steal our content. And we're not going to let them know what the fuck we're up to anymore. Because yeah, Trump literally has people like Liz Harrington, Susie Wiles watching our content. They're messaging, oh my God, shatter the swarm. That's a great thing. Let's steal it. Yeah. Oh my God, Dr. Shiva just said this. Steal it, right?
Yep.
So this is what they're doing. They're watching the real revolutionaries and then they're creating fake revolutionaries to tranquilize people.
As with every organic movement, that's their game plan every time is they try to insert themselves into it, capture it, and steer it where they want it. And that's the game plan for sure.
Yeah, so I think people like you and others who get it, and I mean, I know during the election, you came out and you supported us, you know?
Yeah, I want to show that video. Let's do that real quick. It's a lot of fun. And
we actually played it also for our whole group.
Hell yeah. All right, so those of you that have not seen it, this was a very fun thing that it was a total organic situation that happened in real life to me and my little doggy who's sitting right here behind me, little Margo. So anyway, so this, you guys just watch and enjoy. It's hilarious. If I don't get any sound, let me know. But I had no sound
ever, and now I'm craziest synchronicity ever, and now I'm probably voting for Dr. Shiva. Okay, so I'm not making this story up. This is my Truth Tuesday post. I was just taking my dog for a walk and she stopped in front of this person's house and she popped a squat. She was taking a dump on this person's house and I fell down and realized I forgot my doggy bag. So I was not a good neighbor in that moment. I look up on the porch and what do I see? I see a guy sitting on the porch watching me watch my dog take a shit. And I'm like, oh man, I am so screwed. Now in my head, I was racing through all of these different scenarios. Is he going to shoot me? Is he going to chase me down the street? Do I address him? Do I say, sorry, man, I'll be back to pick up the poop? And he's going to be like, yeah, right, you are. And in my head, I'm like, but I promise I will. But in his head, he's like, no, this guy's a piece of shit. I'm going right to Nextdoor app. I'm going on Facebook. I'm taking pictures. I'm taking videos. I was like, my life is completely over. My life is over. And then in that instant, I looked a little bit over to the left and I saw what I saw. I saw a plastic bag. I saw a plastic bag sitting on the ground. And inside that plastic bag was this card. Vote for Dr. Shiva. Now, I remember there was one on my mailbox the other day. Someone's been going around the neighborhood putting clear plastic bags with Dr. Shiva business cards in them on people's mailboxes. And it just so happened that that plastic bag came from a factory in a far off place and landed in some intrepid Dr. Shiva campaigner's hand. And he took the time to put this card in that bag and he drove around, or she drove around, and so lovingly placed that bag on that person's property to try to get the word out about Dr. Shiva. Now that guy didn't get the business card for Dr. Shiva, but I did. And more importantly, I got that bag. And more importantly, I cleaned up that poop and I left there with my head held high, knowing that I was a very conscientious neighbor beyond reproach. Shiva 2024.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And this is Margo. Yeah, this is Margo. She's a big Dr. Shiva fan right here. Say hello, Margo.
Oh, that's great. Beautiful. How old is she?
She's just turned 1 year old.
Wow, oh, man.
She's a little sweetheart. She's hilarious. Yeah. So, Dr. Shiva fan for life.
Can I play a video for you?
Of course. What do we got?
So what I want to do is, you know, when we did our quote unquote ads for our campaign,
yeah,
we had our leaders all over the country do small videos.
Uh-huh.
And those were our ads. And then after we did all these videos, one of our volunteers, again, all of it's volunteers. No one got paid in our campaign.
Yeah.
Took these little videos and he did a little montage. And when you watch this montage, you'll see the quality of people in the movement.
Yeah.
And I want to play one or two. Let me play one of them. Okay.
Okay. Are you going to play them on your end or do you want me to pull it up?
I think I can play it here.
Either way, all right. If you point me to where I can find it, I can pull it up too. So,
yeah. So let me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you got it.
Can I play it here? I think what I have to do is let me stop the presentation for a second because I have to share the sound. 1 second.
Yeah, exactly, dude. StreamYard's so annoying with that.
Yeah. So they force you to share the sound.
Individual tab, share sound. Yeah. You got it.
Okay. So here we go. So let me play this for you guys. And these are our volunteers. It's a montage of them talking about why they are voting, right? So let me stop it here.
Every 4 years, billions of dollars will be spent.
Hold on 1 second. Let me full screen it. Can you see that, Sil?
Yep, we got it. Yep.
Okay, so here we go.
Every 4 years, billions of dollars will be spent to force your hand to pick the lesser of two evils.
I'm tired of the slave system that's evolved in our country, where the rich get richer and the hardworking people have to work even harder to make ends meet.
They want to keep us divided, black, white, Republican, Democrat.
I'm telling you, as working people, we need to unite.
We're trapped in a vicious cycle, an endless loop of frustration and disappointment, in which everyone is just a passive observer. Let me tell you, this isn't accidental. It's deliberate. This is by design.
The only way we're going to break this system is a bottoms-up movement. That's when real change occurs.
It is not Dr. Shiva that's going to save us. It's not Trump, and it's definitely not Kamala Harris. It's us uniting as a revolution and taking our country back. This is what Dr. Shiva wants from us. He wants us to have the empowerment, the strength, the knowledge to fight together as a group, as working people in this country, to be our own leaders.
There's no one else who has the integrity, the knowledge, and the fortitude.
To me, he's about as American as you can. He's like the picturesque American.
He loves my America the way I love my America. It came from bottoms up. Everything that he has, he earned with his blood, sweat, and tears.
When all of us had our businesses shut down, Dr. Shiva told the truth at the right time when it made a difference for a lot of people.
He's the only candidate whose deeds match his words. All the other candidates are either incompetent or corrupt.
He's the only one out there teaching you the system science behind the politics, what the elites know and you and I have never been privy to in our lives.
We can all learn how to organize with each other. We understand how the science of these things work. Now they can't stop us because they're not just worried about one guy. They're worried about all of us. It's all of us working together against them. And that's what he's teaching us. And that's the movements he's creating.
Dr. Shiva, the bottoms up movement all over the world. People rising up, communicating, connecting, networking. It's happening.
Now is the time to break free from the cycle of choosing between lesser evils. Now is the time to invest your time and energy in a movement that will produce results.
Dr. Shiva, ladies and gentlemen, is the only person who's truly qualified to run this country.
His name will either be on the ballot, and if it isn't, you have to write his name in. Very simple.
By taking this action, you're taking the responsibility on your own shoulders and become the creators of your own destiny. We are not born here to wait for someone else to make change happen. We need to take that into our own hands. We need to reclaim our right to be the architects of our own lives. This is our moment to create the future we actually deserve.
I'm voting for Dr. Shiva.
I'm voting for Dr. Shiva.
Please, write in Dr. Shiva, Aya Duray.
I highly implore, vote Dr. Shiva or write him in.
Shiva for president, write him in.
Write in Dr. Shiva.
It's our birthright to have truth, freedom, and health. And I hope you can join us and write Dr. Shiva in. Thank you.
Dr. Shiva!
So anyway, there's a bunch of montage like that that people should go through. And you'll notice that we don't even have to talk about diversity and inclusivity. All these people come from all different backgrounds. That's America right there.
Exactly.
You look at, I mean, all those people work for a living, man, all of them. And they put time as volunteers to do this. There is no other fucking bottoms up movement. So this is why they have to go to extremes to shadow ban what we're doing. And the only future is guys like you, you know, getting it out there. And anyone listening to this, and you have to, you know, come to the orientation. You'll meet other people. You won't be demoralized. You won't think there's nothing to do. We have figured out how to shatter the swarm. So that's what's very, very exciting. In some ways, it's good Trump got elected. All the MAGAtards are now tranquilized. They're going to think he's going to take care of everything. We don't have to deal with them trolling, right? And then over here, you have all the Democrats are demoralized, and a huge section of them are now like, what the fuck just happened? And then you have the other 50% of people who don't participate in the system. Most of our voters, we awaken them, you see? So we have a huge opportunity now, and it's time to build the bottoms up workers movement, which is what's necessary. And it's based on a self-organizing system where everyone understands these principles, and their awakening literally would create a state of consciousness where you have revolutionary change. And that's how real revolutions occur, when consciousness goes from this point to this point. You flip a switch. So ultimately, information, matter, and energy are interconnected. Thought is information, matter, and energy. So when you look at history, it's when people went from this vibration to a very different vibration. And it spreads. I'm not sure the dynamics of how this happens at the quantum level, whatever you want to talk about it, but it does happen. We know that when one monkey on one side of the island learns how to crack a coconut, literally another monkey learns it halfway around the world. We don't know how this shit happens, but there's something clear that when consciousness raises, it spreads. And this is why they fear our movement so much, because I've spent all my life going down to that level to understand the dynamics of change, the dynamics of oppression. I mean, I had all these opportunities to stay at MIT and teach 50, 60 people every, you know, semester, but I chose to want to teach, you know, 5 billion people.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing. Yep. So it's a gift to all of you who want to get with the program and want to save yourself. And we just need around 2-3% of those people to raise their vibration. And you'll see that people realize, fuck you, Kennedy. You're actually making me hopeless again. You're not fucking making me healthy. You don't want to address the reality that you live in fucking Malibu. You've never have to work a day in your fucking life. Everything you've done is through plagiarism. How you got into Harvard, everything. I have to work. Fuck you. And people have to have this righteous hatred and anger against these people. And they have to detach themselves from these abusive relationships. And when each person does that, enough people to do that, you are actually reclaiming your own humanity, your hero's journey. You're the hero. These people are fake fucking heroes. They're fake heroes. So they're creating fake heroes. So you outsource your soul to them. So you don't go through the tribulations of life, work with your neighbors to build these bottoms up movements. And that's what the nature of life was supposed to be. You were supposed to go through your journey. So they are letting you vicariously live that journey through them, thinking they're going to do some shit for you. They're not going to do shit for you. They will essentially bind you into more oppression. So we have a huge task ahead. The good news is a solution is here. It's just your decision whether you want to save yourself. And the opportunity, the timing wise, is not going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, the repression is going to get more and more and more. You'll see over time. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity to learn now. Because as the economy, as the cost of living continues to rise, as lifespan goes down, you won't have time to even get educated. But so there's a big opportunity now.
Amen. Amen. All right. Yeah. Dr. Shiva, amazing, amazing stuff, man. Like, thank you so much. I really want to encourage all the listeners and viewers to go to truthfreedomhealth.com. There's links in the episode description. Go attend the orientation and just get involved. Cause as we talk about on the show here all the time, it's all about community, you guys. Community is strength. Community is how you break free of the black pill. It's how you get activated and get into the spiritually aligned towards solution focused energy, which brings you everybody up. So I can't recommend it enough. I'm very active in several communities in my local community here.
Oh, really? Are you in Tennessee or Kentucky?
I'm in Tennessee. So like tonight, have you heard of, okay, let me just say this. Have you heard of Unjected? Unjected.com? Unjected. Yes. So it's the world's first and largest unvaccinated dating app. And so we have lots of people that are getting married, having kids, having met on the app, and we're doing a Middle Tennessee Unjected meetup tonight. So I'm one of the heads of Unjected, and Shelby is the founder out in Maui. And so, yeah, it's great. We'd love to talk to you more about it sometime, because like, we're always looking for people to collaborate with. You should come on our show, The Unjected Show, one of these days. We'll figure that out. But, okay. So that's a big community, and we have a huge Instagram following too, so it's a pretty big community. So anyway, you know, there's that. And then there's another Dr. Pam Popper. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she does a really cool organization that encourages in-person gatherings. And so, you know, it's like, it's something that I'm very passionate about, in real life gatherings. And so I think the next step would be to take it to a more activist. You know, I'm pretty active as far as like activists go. Uh-huh. Like getting involved with Truth Freedom Health would be, you know, taking that to the next level. And all of you out there too.
Community groups who.
And then of course Bertaria. I'm like, dude, like I know you go on with Owen Benjamin all the time, and so like I'm deep in the Bertaria community. I go to the national festivals in Missouri with Owen and all them all the time, dude. So it's like,
yeah, I was frankly a little bit disappointed with Owen. He talked a big game when he had me on.
Yeah.
And then when we called him up to help him with Idaho, was nowhere to be found, you know?
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh yeah. I mean, a lot of the people who it was like we needed, we were out in the cold and rain and sleet collecting signatures.
Well, what you should do, so Owen's pretty like non-political guy. What I would say is like next time, what you do is you get involved with the Bertaria Times app, because that's the whole thing about the community is that it's a decentralized community. So you can plug in directly with the community through the Bertaria Times app. You know what I'm saying? And Owen's just got a lot going on. He's not very political. So I give him a
I think what happened was, you have to understand, you know, Bertolt Brecht said something quite fascinating, you know? And if you're into the arts or theater, everyone knows who Bertolt Brecht is. Bertolt Brecht said, anyone who's not political are the most ignorant people on the planet. Now, Bertolt Brecht was a guy who led the revolution in theater and art, you know, which was really, if you are in theater and art, you're supposed to be political. In fact, he said the people who are apolitical are not only dumb or ignorant, right, but they mislead other people, because understanding politics is the essence of living life. Because where does your food come from? What's the cost of this? So my point is, it's a luxury to say you're apolitical. Because what happens at a certain point, we could have a longer conversation, when people start understanding something's wrong, the direction, one direction is to face it head on and figure the shit out, like get grounded. The other is you go off the grid. You go off in these little, you know, go to Burning Man, right? And we have a lot of people who've done that. And you find out those things are actually an escapism. They do not understand the fundamental issues of the contradictions in life. Why is there exploitation? How do we overcome it? So that in some ways is like Voltaire saying, you go do your own little garden. You know, I don't care what's going on. Right. It's a longer discussion.
No, totally. Totally. I'll just say like as a strategy for you. I think that's one of the beauties of Bertaria, that it is very decentralized. So using the Bertaria Times app, you could plug in with the local. They have a group for Idaho Bears, all the Idaho Bears. You could plug into that group and reach out to them directly and probably have a lot more impact. Anyway, just something to mention.
We got on because a lot of hardworking people, a bunch of electricians and plumbers and restaurant owners did it. And you know, it was a tough thing, man. You had to get in Iowa, for example, Jill Stein didn't even get on the ballot. We did.
Yeah.
Because you have to go to 19 different communities, and you have to get signatures. Very difficult to do what they do, but we did it.
Yeah.
So I just want to let people know that. Cool. Get involved in a real way, mixing understanding politics, which is a freedom piece, with health. And you can't run away. You can't. There's no fucking place to run. Off-grid shit, it's interesting. It may give you a little, you know, like your Valium to get away, but you got to hit it head on. We have to take the bull by the horns. And that's why the elites keep doing this. They give you distractions. So,
amen.
Anyway, good speaking with you.
Yeah, you too, Dr. Shiva. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to stick around for a little bit longer so you guys want to hang out. But thank you so much, Dr. Shiva. Links are in the episode description.
Yeah. Let me know the link. Send it to, you know, Trey or Manju, and then we'll also put this out there.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much. Best to you and your audience. Thank you
as well. All right. Thanks, Dr. Shiva. All right. Bye-bye. All right. There you go. It's the great Dr. Shiva. So doing the Lord's
work. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I gotta build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. Welcome to VA Shiva, the platform of education, technology, and activism, so you may raise your consciousness to win the truth, freedom, and health you need to create the future you deserve. The VA Shiva platform provides its Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholars the following three capabilities. Number one, an ultimate education that is based on the science of systems. Number two, technologies to empower you to take charge of your health, as well as social media tools, independent of big tech, so you can connect with other incredible Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholars equally dedicated like you to winning truth, freedom, and health. Three, instruments for activism, so you become a beacon of light in your online and offline community to educate others' growth and advancement. VA Shiva provides you the foundations of the science of systems, the ultimate education. The science of systems provides you the missing fundamental scientific knowledge to understand every system in and around you. The science of systems will enable you to uncover the real problem and real solution in any situation and on any issue. Concerning the educational component, first you will receive direct access to me to learn the science of systems in my 3-hour live private online group class that I run every week. Second, you will have access to archived lectures so you can continue your education independent of me. Third, you can test your proficiency in learning the fundamental principles and get a formal certification for the foundations of systems. Independent of this classroom education, you will receive also 4 important books. The first book is the best-selling classic Systems and Revolution, from which you can learn all of these concepts and more. The second book is The Science of Everything that will educate you on how the science of systems systems is the foundational knowledge of every system in the universe. The third book, Your Body, Your System, focuses on how to understand the interplay of these systems within your own body. And then the fourth book, Your System, Your Life, will help you apply these principles to other aspects of your life, such as running a business, understanding relationships, and more. Beyond the curriculum and books, the second capability is the technologies that you will be afforded. One of them is a powerful Your Body, Your System software, which is an online laboratory where you can use your body as a system to further deepen your understanding of the science of systems. The tool allows you to understand what kind of system you are. Is your system on course or is it off course? And how the inputs of food, supplements, herbs, activities such as sleep, yoga, meditation, exercise can affect your body to bring it back on course. Finally, to support your education, I've also included a seminal scientific paper that I wrote, which will help you understand that the knowledge of systems, it does not only originate in the modern world starting in the 1920s and 30s, but it actually dates back 10 to 20,000 years and intersects directly with the foundations of Eastern systems of medicine. In addition to this, you will also get two scientific papers sharing how the science of systems can also be used to apply to understanding how food is medicine. One paper exposes turmeric from the molecular systems level and how it affects your body. The other paper explores ginger and how that affects your body. That's just the educational piece. As you raise your consciousness through this education, you will likely want to connect with other Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior scholars in an environment where you can connect and build community. To support that, I've also created two powerful social media tools. One of them is the VA Shiva Forum. Here you can start discussions, you can pose questions and meet others and have healthy debates. The other is VA Shiva Social, where you can create your own profile, your own presence, like other major social media tools. However, it is independent of big tech. You can use VA Shiva Social to interconnect with your fellow Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior scholars and build community. Beyond the education capability and the social media capability, the platform also enables you to take action by disseminating your knowledge on the ground and into your local online and offline communities. Powerful educational cards and research are included, so you can pass these cards to your friends and neighbors that provide them summarized content, which further directs them to online research and education. In addition to this, the activism component also provides you many, many short 1-minute educational video content, memes, and text, allowing you to quickly craft messages for your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and other pages, so you can deliver content to educate others and drive them to longer educational posts on VA Shiva. VA Shiva is fundamentally an enabling platform for you to get the truth, freedom, and health you deserve through education, technology, and activism. I hope you become a Truth, Freedom, and Health Warrior Scholar today. Thank you.